KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
International relations officials are urging job seekers looking for work abroad to be cautious. 23 South Africans who were lured by job ads on social media were repatriated from Myanmar yesterday after being held captive.
Unscrupulous human traffickers keep changing and improving their methods in their efforts to defeat and evade law enforcement agencies. These criminal syndicates are highly organized and can be very good at identifying, recruiting potential victims.
Deco's Crispin Peary says the men and women were among 7,000 individuals from other countries who applied for jobs in Thailand. When they arrived there, it's understood they were transported to neighboring Myanmar against their will. The victims were reportedly tortured and forced to work under 24-hour surveillance for up to 16 hours a day. Peary says, among other things, they were forced to target people through online scams.
Research and verify the recruitment agency or consult with the country's local embassy. Register on the Durco Travel Smart application for guidance. If you suspect someone is a victim of human trafficking, report the matter.
A local Hindu organization says plans to replace the furnace at the Ottongathi crematorium have long been overdue. During an Exco meeting this week, the Etekwini municipality announced it's allocating an extra 3 million rand to the initial 5 million rand budget for the project. The facility has been out of service since January after it suffered repeated breakdowns. Ananda Govindswamy, the chairperson of the Tongaat Hindu Unity Forum, says the upgrade will bring much-needed relief for families in the area.
The non-functioning furnace places additional financial burden on the community, as now members of the community need to use a private facility in Verlam or even the crematorium at Clara State.
The municipality says it's in the process of appointing a local service provider to manufacture, construct and install the new furnace. Now, further afield, officials in Egypt say the six people who died after a tourist submarine sank in the Red Sea were all Russians. 39 tourists were rescued when the viewing submarine sank off the resort of Hurghada. The submarine was carrying 45 passengers, including children. And Britain and France are to send a military delegation to Ukraine. They'll consider how to help Kyiv's armed forces prepare for the future. European leaders have held talks where French President Emmanuel Macron says his unanimous agreement sanctions shouldn't yet be lifted on Moscow. Speaking in Paris, Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky claimed the US is constantly changing the terms of a proposed minerals deal, but says he doesn't want Washington to think Kyiv was against it. Back home, a yellow level 2 warning remains in place over the extreme northeastern parts of KZN. Disruptive rains may cause flooding. 26 degrees in Durban and Richards Bay today, Maritzburg 24. For the NewsWatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.